With your QCCR news update, I'm Ed Halverson. Queen's General Hospital will be welcoming 4 new family medical residents over the next 2 years. One resident starting in August, another in December, and 2 more joining next year will each spend 5 months training alongside family medicine doctors in Queens. The influx of student doctors is part of the Dalhousie Family Medicine Residency Satellite Program being operated in partnership with Dalhousie University, Nova Scotia Health, and the Queen's General Hospital Foundation. Dr. Tara Millen practices on the South Shore and helps mentor residents. She says a residency in a rural area helps patients get access to medical care and provides residents with learning opportunities they may not get in a larger center.
Lots more hands-on because there's many learners in the city, and here there's less amounts of learners, and they can get lots of hands-on experience with wonderful physicians and preceptors.
Millen says that hands-on experience will extend to many corners of the hospital.
Well, they'll be working with the family doctors who work at Queen's General Hospital. They'll be spending time with them doing a variety of things, including clinic, emergency room, hospitalist, and long-term care facility.
Dr. Amy McMullen works at Queen's General and says the partnerships between Nova Scotia Health and the Queen's General Hospital Foundation have made it possible to accommodate these additional residents.
The foundation has been a huge support. For the past year or two, they've been developing call room space for our residents as well. They have helped renovate our procedure clinic on the second floor, and they've been really supportive hand in hand with Nova Scotia Health, and they've also helped us find housing for the residents while they're here. So they've been an immense support. We couldn't have done it without them.
The goal of the satellite residency program is to provide a look at what life looks like in rural areas in the hopes some of today's residents will choose to call Queens home when they begin their practice. For QCCR, I'm Ed Halverson.